Right now, Jen Gooch is here. The Steel City Squares have a square dance coming up 1 week from today. Hey, Jen.
Hi. Thanks for having me this morning.
Tell us what's going on.
Well, we have been hosting Appalachian style square dances. We've been doing about 10 years, but you know, we started back up the last year and having them when we can. And we've got one coming up next Saturday.
Wonderful. Where is it going to be and who's playing?
Well, it's going to be here in Pittsburgh at the Shallow Center, 3832 Mentwood Street. And we have our house band and caller. We always have live bands, and our band this Saturday is our house band, the Bunny Butt String Band. I happen to play bass in that band. We have a great fiddler, Nathan, Adam, Dave. We have a really good band. And then our caller is Allison Bird. She's our house caller. We love her. And, yeah, we'll just be hanging out, bringing some leftovers and having a good time.
Oh, this should be a lot of fun. And there's a dance on December 16th as well.
There is.
Coming up.
Yeah. When we can, we love to host other callers. You know, there's quite a square dance tradition. And, we have T-Claw coming, if you know about him. He's great, and he's going to be visiting calling our dance December 16th.
I don't know T-Claw. How did you get into square dancing? Well, I know you're playing, but I assume you dance as well.
Yeah, I think a lot of us get introduced to square dance maybe at school and in gym class.
Yeah, that was for me. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so I guess I grew up in Texas doing that a bit. And then as I got older, I started playing fiddle and getting into flat foot dancing, which you can do, you know, you kind of tap along with your feet. And I realized that one of the reasons they teach square dance in gym class is because it's really easy to do, you know? And so I realized it was kind of fun and got into dancing and then got into playing, and here we are.
And I was curious, too, about playing when you play for a square dance. I've been told by musicians that that is a really tough gig, right? Because you're playing at pretty much the same tempo for a long, long time. Is that true?
Well, you know what? I kind of have the easy job.
Yes, the bass.
Art Nathan Vargo is a great fiddler, and I tell you what, I just love to just sit there and listen to him play a tune over and over again. It takes a strong musician to last that long, and it takes a really good musician to make it interesting. And we got a good band to do that.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Well, this is all happening, as you pointed out, in Lawrenceville, and the location is on Mentwood Street, 3832 Mentwood Street, and it's, I'm looking, it's Shallow Center, easy to find and get to, and November 25th is the date, a good place to take your family to if you're looking. Beginners, I'm sure, are welcome, right? You can pick it up really easily.
Yeah, we keep our dances super beginner-friendly, kid-friendly. All the dances are taught, and the caller always is hollering the steps out right before they come up. So you don't have to know, you know, you don't have to memorize things beforehand.
Jen, as long as I've known you, I forgot that you were from Texas originally. Where did you grow up?
I grew up just outside Dallas in Mesquite, Texas.
What brought you north?
I came up for school, yeah. I've been here about 16 years. I've actually been on the Saturday Light Brigade maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah, I remember. We loved it.
Mm-hmm. I feel like an adopted Pittsburgher.
We need to have you on again. It's been too long. It's good to talk
anytime,
to you.
Anytime, Larry, anytime.
Well, thank you for joining us, and here's to a good square dance, November 25th. And if you go to steelcitysquares.org, you can follow all of the schedule. I'm sure there's more coming up in 2024 as well.